Katafora, a Naruto fanfiction written by Kurgaya, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated teen and up, with pairing Kakashi, Guy. Guy opens his eyes as the fabric settles heavily beside him, a body lowering to its knees. He shifts from his meditative position, rolling his shoulders and head. It's a slow awakening, a beast stirring calm from winter. The land of iron is certainly cold enough to hibernate. The days are long and dark, and the nights darker still. For a land with snow so ceaseless and a horizon of silver and white, it's a gloomy place, clouded. He can hardly remember how it feels to have the sun on his face. He misses it, but he will persevere. The land of fire is no stranger to snow, but not like this. So encompassing, so consuming. The people of iron are resilient. They must be to survive in this treacherous world. Guy struggles to picture himself dwelling here, but it's a challenge he knows he must face. He'd be lying if he said the prospect filled him with dread. The samurai of iron are no shinobi, but they have proven themselves as equal in all things. Kakashi is certainly one of the best. He moves as skillfully as any jonin, quietly and with purpose. He is swift even in his full armor, which Guy notes that he lacks now, and its absence is jarring. Gone is a silver medal and frightening helmet. The armor he's wearing is lighter and blends into the dark grays of his robes. Compared to Guy, he is still heavily protected, but then Guy is something of an oddity, even in Konoha. Kakashi has no lack of layers to hide his weapons away. The only one that Guy can see is the katana, and Kakashi lays it down like a wall between them. This is a dangerous land, filled with dangerous people. The Hitake clan know this better than most. Perhaps this is why only two of them remain. Two, but soon to be three, with Guy here dressed in his best. His best, and Asuma's. "Just wear it," Asuma had groused, wrapping the Sarutobi sash around Guy's waist. "The jacket, too." Guy can't say he's a fan of the many decorative layers required, but at least the Sarutobi color is brown. He'd prefer not to have his movement restricted, especially in a foreign land. But if he must, then only for the good of the village. It would be unbearably hot were they anywhere else, but he hasn't felt warm since they arrived almost 3 weeks ago. "You're awfully cheery," Kakashi drawls, although Guy wouldn't describe himself as such. Kakashi cocks his head, eyes sharp, but is otherwise utterly still. Power flickers under his skin, his chakra betraying his nervous energy, like the wagging tail of a dog. "Are you sure you want to marry me?" Considering they're both sat here while the last-minute wedding preparations bustle around them, it's a little late to back out now. Not that Guy would. "Of course," he says. A Maito promise is unbreakable. "This will benefit the village."
"Wow. Makes me feel wanted."
Guy eyes him critically, unfazed by the sarcasm. "Isn't your reasoning the same?" Kakashi scoffs.
"Obviously. But you could do with sweetening your words a little, husband."
Guy jolts at the term and then berates himself for it. Terms of endearment are commonplace in marriage. A political marriage might not be any different with a man as sardonic as Kakashi. "We're not yet married."
"Yet," Kakashi agrees.
Mocking seems to be his answer to everything. It's an effective front, Guy will give him that. But it's not all there is behind his mask, Guy is sure.
"But soon to be. This is your last chance to say what you want."
Voices rise up around the room, louder than before.
Guy recognizes Minato's careful laugh, but resolves to ignore it.
What do you mean?
Regrets, misconceptions, things like that, Kakashi says, waving a hand. His eyes close into half-moons beneath his winter white hair. A black mask covers the lower half of his face, but his mouth turns up into a smile. If the rumors are true, that mouth will be as sharp as his eyes. Guy supposes he might find out. He shoves the thought down. Admiring a foreign lord while the safety of their nations is at stake doesn't sound like his finest idea.
I have none of those things.
It's a skeptical sound. Mirth slips from Kakashi's face, returning to ice.
That's awfully magnanimous of you.
Generosity has nothing to do with Guy's decision.
My friend can now marry the woman he loves, and our villages gain a powerful ally. I have nothing to regret.
What little of Kakashi's expression is visible seems taken aback. Guy isn't naive enough not to recognize an ulterior motive. Kakashi is a politician as well as a warrior. He's not sure what that motive is yet, but he's certain it's neither dishonest nor cruel. As to why he believes this, he cannot say.
Ma, I knew you were loyal, Kakashi says, composing himself in the blink of an eye.
But that seems a little extreme, don't you think?
Guy sits up a little straighter, holds his head a bit higher. He'll take that backhanded compliment as a praise it is.
I commit myself fully to everything. Are you not the same?
Kakashi evades.
Is that what you think of me?
Guy doesn't know what to think of him. He's heard rumors of bloodthirsty samurai and a bloodthirsty clan, or speaks terrible things into existence. It's true that iron is a powerful land, a cornerstone in a war of which they want no part of. But the reality is never that simple. Guy's not sure what to believe anymore.
Among other things, he replies, trying not to glower or blush, or do any of the things that might give something away. He reminds himself of what's at stake. Minato's presence is an undying reminder of this fact, a beacon amidst the iron gloom. Guy's confidence cannot waver.
Kakashi seems pleased to have goaded honesty out of Guy.
No wonder your Hokage wants to strangle me.
Minato isn't pleased by this turn of events, true. But he wasn't pleased about the political marriage to begin with. Asuma was supposed to be sitting here, not Guy. The most apt choice for a representative would have been a member of one of Konoha's noble clans, but for various reasons they had been against the idea. Neither Minato nor Asuma had shared the details. As one of the first settlers within Konoha, the Sarutobi clan have just enough influence not to offend the great nation of iron, and under pressure from his father and the council, Asuma had, begrudgingly, volunteered. Letters were exchanged, gifts offered, and terms of peace agreed. The Hitake and Sarutobi families corresponded for months until, finally, a party of Konoha's best, led by the Hokage himself, set out to secure relations. And yet, here is Guy. 3 days after their arrival to Yamagakure, the Hitake heir requested to marry Guy instead, a man he'd only spoken to a handful of times. To say the turn was unprecedented would downplay the reaction on both sides, and to say anyone expected Guy to agree would be absurd. That was 2 weeks ago. Minato and the Yamagakure Council quarreled over the matter as only politicians can.
If anyone gives you trouble, Asuma had said last night, flicking cigarette ashes out into the snow, you let me know. That includes my father.
Guy can handle himself, but the concern is touching.
He prefers it to Asuma's guilty sulking. There isn't much he can do for Minato's mood, unfortunately, but that probably won't improve until they're back home in Konoha. Guy isn't sure when he'll be returning. Lord Forth's amnesty isn't towards you, he assures. Minato is kind, has always been kind. Guy has never seen him lash out in the years he's commanded Konoha. Not as council, his colleagues, or even his enemies. Minato's a brewing anger, and it will take far more than Kakashi's meddling to tip it over the edge. Ah, so you can be sweet, Kakashi replies. I don't blame him. I am stealing you away. Guy huffs at the comparison. He is a taijutsu master, not some fair maiden. Aren't you? Kakashi chimes. That's good. I wouldn't know what to do with one of those. The thought that flashes across Guy's mind is surprisingly lewd. He laughs, startling them both. You'll be good for him, Rin had decided as she ran a blade through Guy's hair. He had a bowl cut once, many years ago. It's been a long time since he was a child, challenging the wind. I don't think he's ever made a friend. Genma had rolled his eyes. Who cares? It's more important that he's good for Guy. He's weird, don't you think? Guy knows firsthand how little the village appreciates weird. Kakashi is no stranger than he was as a child. Rin is probably right. As the sole heir to the Land of Iron, it is unlikely Kakashi has many friends. They've certainly not seen any in their time here. Guy remembers how that feels, but that's not the reason he agreed to the marriage. He has many reasons, in fact, but only one he hasn't shared. Oh, the Lord of Iron had said, although it had been barely a word. Gentle-faced, but so still he might have been dead, so pale he was almost a corpse. He hadn't moved but for his eyes and his mouth. Wolf-like teeth drew blood from those frost-bitten lips. You'll be a good challenge for my son. Guy never asked if the Lord Iron was aware of his son's intention to wed another man. It seems the type of thing you would discuss with your father and the leader of your country. But Kakashi is lightning and snow, limitless, unbound. He has goals and attains them, motives and achieves them. Guy can't deny that such an ambition speaks to him. So you can smile. I was beginning to think I was marrying a statue, Kakashi says, his eyebrows so far up into his hairline that his guards shift uneasily, surprised his face can achieve the expression. He leans right into Guy's space, not quite touching, but so close that he appears to be. His katana disappears under the many folds of his robes. Guy jerks back, a flush rises up his face. He tries not to notice the room hushing around them. I wouldn't, he clears his throat, hoping to diffuse the atmosphere before it can escalate. His hands itch to gentle Kakashi back into his seat. Instead, he focuses on Minato's chakra, reminding himself of the stakes. I wouldn't wish to do you the dishonor. The samurai of iron place a great emphasis on honor. Guy casts his mind to his father and thinks he can understand. Insulting Kakashi is one thing, but implying that he might lose honor by marrying Guy is another. Guy can't allow that. Not for Konoha, and not for iron, and not for that pale old shogun who wishes the best for his son. No, we wouldn't want that, Kakashi agrees, but his eyes, or maybe just the shimmer around his eyes, twinkle.
Guy sucks in his lips, scared of what he might say. Kakashi laughs and leans away. In an instant, his expression freezes back to disinterest as a guard approaches his side. They converse in low, formal tones, Kakashi's hand never leaving his katana. Guy turns away and wipes a bead of sweat from his brow. An emotion he's afraid to define seizes his chest. Kakashi's been flirting with me, he realizes, heart pounding as though he's lapped the village 100 times. He's glad, in that moment, that Kakashi is distracted. He hardly trusts himself to speak. Maybe his team are right to worry. Maybe Guy doesn't know what he's signed himself up for. Kakashi is equally subdued when he waves the guard away. His chakra is a quiet rolling of a storm. Gone is the lightning, that tempestuous energy under his skin. Guy can't deny he aches to ignite it again, and the need frightens him. He thinks better of it. Kakashi is quick with his katana, and quicker with the tanto he has hidden at his side. Given his ever-present armor, he might not appreciate a more tactile friendship. Marrying Guy could change that. It could change a lot of things. He hopes it will. There is little challenge in a stagnant life, no thrill in remaining the same. He grins, eager for the trials ahead. The Land of Iron is a canvas of opportunity. It's a world of snow waiting for spring. Marrying its heir won't be easy, but he glances towards Kakashi and thinks it might be fun. The end. Thank you for listening.